I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Cartoonists from around the globe have reacted to the Charlie Hebdo massacre in France, the murder of their fellow cartoonists there, as only they can, with pen and pencil. Earlier today, we caught up with the art editor of The New Yorker. Françoise Mouly was about to board a plane when we reached her. Françoise, you're French. You're also a designer and graphics editor. But first, can we just get your reaction to what's been going on in your home country the last few days?
I've been feeling that my personal life and professional life have like collapsed into a black hole of just events I can't understand. First of all, I devoted my entire professional life to cartoons. My husband is a cartoonist. My friends are all cartoonists. I believe in the power of the pen. I'm the art editor of The New Yorker, which is a bastion of giving artists a voice with their pen. And I grew up with Charlie Hebdo. It truly was a voice of my generation. And we found, you know, not only the humor, but the political and the challenging of the status quo all came from that tabloid.
How is The New Yorker grappling with this attack on satire?
You know, there's a lot of images that were sent our way by the cartoonists, by the cover artists. There's a lot of commentators. Because we are a magazine of writers and artists, we try to find an image that can have an emotional impact and feel right. So that's what we put on the cover.
Describe that cover, which is going to be out next week's issue.
Yeah, it is called Solidarité, and it shows, it's a black and white drawing by an artist named Ana Juan. She's from Spain, lives in Madrid, and she's done a number of covers for the magazine. The image she sent is a black and white sketch of the Eiffel Tower, and at the foot of the towers is background of skies that is very blood red. At the tip of the Eiffel Tower, it turns into a pencil, and the lead of the pencil is also colored red. And then it's very wrong to put a good idea into words, because it's better to look at it, but I understand you're on the radio. So in some ways, it does talk about the defiance. One of the images that many cartoonists sent was there were many images of pencils, there were some images of fingers raised. I think the cartoonists really feel targeted, and rightly so, and want to rally to this and hope that out of this bloodbath, at least, the lesson taken will not be like, oh, you shouldn't draw the prophet, but it should be more that the courage of those cartoonists who actually knew what they were exposing themselves to. They had been firebombed before, and they were insisting that they weren't going to stop talking about this topic. So that's how they reacted, and I'm deeply admirative of their courage. And I feel that it's in the tradition of, you know, the French press in general, which does include writers and artists together, and free thinkers. So there's the standard bearers of the free thinking, engaged journalists. And, you know, they died for it, but I think they will continue to inspire many more artists and writers and cartoonists and free thinkers.
Françoise Mouly, the art editor for The New Yorker, speaking to us from the airport as she gets ready to fly today. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you, Marco. I appreciate being able to talk to you.